Republican Lee Zeldin may declare a crime emergency to fix bail reform if elected New York governor. By Jacob Bliss on September 25, 2022. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, who is running as the Republican nominee in New York's gubernatorial race, told the New York Post that he might declare a state of emergency on crime to take care of the state's bail reform laws if he is elected as governor. "One of the items I would be consulting with counsel on is the option of declaring an emergency on crime where the cashless bail law can be suspended. But that is not plan A," Zeldin told the Post last week, acknowledging that he'd rather have the lawmakers in Albany repeal the statutes. Zeldin explained, "The problem with an executive order is that when the next governor comes in, they can get rid of it. I believe that the law needs to change." As the Post noted, Zeldin has been making the city's uncontrollable crime spree the main focus of his campaign. Even though New York's bail reform only went into effect on the earlier date, the City Journal reported that the bail reform was followed by a significant increase in criminal reoffending, following the recent data dropped from the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, DCJS. In fact, during one of Zeldin's campaign events, the Republican was attacked by a man with a weapon. Videos showed Zeldin blocked the first thrust before the attacker was tackled. However, the person was later let back into society the next day. The Long Island Republican also noted during his interview that he would have a good working relationship with Eric Adams, New York's Democrat mayor, who has been a critic of bail reform, explaining that the two were in the state Senate with each other. "I think he's an important ally in the efforts to overhaul cashless bail in New York. He is not getting the support he needs to be able to save this city," Zeldin said. "We served together in the state Senate for 4 years. We stayed in touch afterwards. Our interactions through the years have always been positive." Even though Adams has endorsed Zeldin's Democrat opponent, he added, "I believe the story that will be written in 2023 is about how Governor Zeldin is working with Mayor Adams to save the city." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.